Hello and welcome to Palace to the Core podcast. My name is Stephen and today I wanted to give you my personal opinion and brief game highlights, I should say, of the game against Burnley at Selhurst Park last night. Now, the game was the first one played at home for Crystal Palace since the lockdown, and it was also the first to be played without any fans there, behind closed doors. And so that was always going to be a little bit difficult for Palace, I think, because we have arguably the loudest and most exuberant fans in the country, and I'm really proud that that is the case. So it was always going to be a little bit difficult, even though they did have piped cheers and shouting in the ground. It was always going to be difficult for their team to be bolstered by that when you consider how vocal we are when we are there in person. So today I'm going to give you a little bit of a rundown of what happened during the match. So we had Gaita back in goal for us, and we also had Scott Dan in defence, and Zaha was fit, thankfully, after the after having to go off at Liverpool. And we were, you know, I think on paper we were looking good. I mean, Townsend was going to be playing, and it did look like we were going to be doing well. Benteke is still injured, so he wasn't playing. But I thought, you know, on balance, considering how we played against Bournemouth a few days before that, you know, when we really dominated the game and really put our stamp on the game, I thought that we were going to have a really good outing, and I thought that we were going to get some points out of the game. Obviously, the game against Liverpool was disappointing for our point of view, but, you know, Liverpool are a different kettle of fish at the moment. You know, they are champions, of course, and they are really on fire. They've got an amazing momentum at the moment, so it was always going to be a difficult game for us against Liverpool. But I thought Burnley was going to be different. I thought we were going to be able to get something from the game. After all, we have beaten them a number of times up until this point, so, you know, I think we had a good chance of getting something from the game. The game actually started off not as I expected it to be. You know, I thought that we were going to be lively. I thought we were going to be bright, first to the ball type of thing. But actually, it turned out to be Burnley were first to the ball. And they were looking very sharp. They were very busy. You know, they were trying to get to the ball first. They did get to the ball first and had a lot of the early possession. And I think we had something like 26% early on in the game possession, which isn't a lot at all. And you could tell that Burnley had a plan. They'd come here with an idea of how to neutralise us. And they actually did a very good job of that. You know, you had Zaha marked as soon as he got the ball. There were people around him. And he really didn't get into the game hardly at all during the 90 minutes. He was very frustrated. And although he swapped over to the other side later on in the game and did get some more action, did get some more of the ball then, I think by then it was a bit too late. We hadn't really put our stamp on the game. By then it was always going to be Burnley. You know, they set their stall out. They had a good defensive line and they were very difficult to break down. There were a few chances, of course, during the game, and we had some good attempts. Obviously, I can't say his name properly, so I do apologize if I say it wrong. Milovinovic, I can't say his name properly. Anyway, I'll call him Milo. Milo, he did have a couple of attempts on goal. He had a free kick very similar to the one he had against Bournemouth, but it went over the bar. And he just seemed a bit out of sorts last night. He didn't seem to be getting to the ball very quickly. He was losing possession. He wasn't passing as well as he usually does. And he just seemed to be off the pace a bit. And I think that went for the whole team. The whole team seemed to be a yard behind Burnley for most of the game, which was disappointing because I thought that if we had come out with the same kind of drive and determination that we did against Bournemouth, I think it could have been a very different game for us. But taking nothing away from Burnley, they worked really hard. And I said they had a plan. And that really did upset us a great deal. And of course, the first half went off without a goal. You know, it was 0-0, and really we hadn't gotten into the game very much at all. And then second half, It was a very good header from Burnley, and it went into the bottom corner. Gaeta, I think, should have probably saved it. I think he could see on his face that he was disappointed that he hadn't saved it. It wasn't a very strong header, but it went in, and it was one goal to them. And I think from that point onwards, although we did increase the pressure a great deal, especially in the latter half of the second half of the game, it was too late by then. You know, they had a lead, they were determined to keep it, and they did, and they worked very hard as a team in Burnley to stop us getting where we needed to go. It was one of those games where you kind of don't really want to watch it. You know, there was a lot of playing, there was a lot of passing in our own half. You know, there was a lot of passing about within our penalty area and around the area in our third of the ground. And which always worries me. I always get very nervous when we do that, because although we can do it, and we did do it quite successfully last night, it always worries me because, you know, we'll lose the ball and then they'll score a goal. And that has happened in the past, and it does worry me when we do that. But there was a lot of passing in our third, which Burnley were quite happy for us to do, I think, because obviously it wasn't a threat to them. And then by the time it got up to their third, they were pressing really hard. They were really pushing on Zaha, and he started to fall deeper and deeper to try and get the ball. And of course, by that point, once he's that deep in, you know, almost halfway line, his threat is nullified. You know, he's not as effective down there as he is when he's up on the touchline, up nearer the goal. So they did their job, Burnley, and they worked very hard. And it was disappointing from a fan's point of view for Palace. Obviously, I wanted us to have, you know, to get at least a point from that game. You know, I think that we could have, if we'd have started the second half brighter, maybe swapped our heart at the second half, we probably could have got an equaliser. We did have enough chances. But no real clear-cut attempts on goal. You know, a couple of half chances, but nothing really what you would definitely say is a standout attempt. And that was the problem. You know, we just weren't on our game last night, and it is a shame after Bournemouth. And of course, with so many games packed in together because of Project Restart, it may well be that this is going to be the case, that we're going to have players who are tired and not going to be able to do it, you know, day in, day out at the game. And Maya came on in the second half for Coyote, and he actually did bring something to the game. He seemed to have more influence on the game and really kind of gave us a bit more momentum. I think it would have been a good idea perhaps to bring him on earlier. You know, Maya's not always been my first choice, but last night he seemed to add something. I think we did miss Benteke. You know, we missed someone who we could thump the ball to, and he would hold it up and, you know, bring other players in. I think we missed that last night, which is a shame. But these things happen, and you know, we've got to move on now, and hopefully we can become rested, and the next game will be hopefully a better for us. There aren't going to be any easy games from now until the end of the season because they are so close together. So it's going to be very difficult. But we must have faith, and we also must ensure that we get behind the team as best we possibly can, because obviously we're not going to be there to shout in person. So make sure that you are letting your presence known out there, all your fans, so that they all know that we are still there and we are still shouting for our team, whether we can be there in person or not. And that's the end of the review for me. I hope that you've enjoyed it. If you have enjoyed it, please consider subscribing to the podcast. And also, I'd love to hear your thoughts on the game, how you thought it went, what were the good and bad points for you, the good and bad players for you. Please let me know. You can leave a message on the Anchor app. You don't have to register or be a member. You can just leave a message on there, and there'll be a link in the description where you can do that. Or you can get hold of me on Twitter. You can get hold of me at Palace to the Core on Twitter. I would love to have your views on how you think the game went. There were certainly a lot of views going around last night on Twitter, and I'd love to get you involved in that as well. And if you have any that you don't mind me reading out, then I will do so on the next episode. Thank you for joining me, and until the next game, COYP.